something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
You must be different. You must be different. The man saw Jesus. He said, "Now, Lord, let your servant die in peace. My eyes have seen the redemption of Israel. I'm ready to die." The woman saw and said, "I must tell everybody." Are you still there? You sure? Well, the man saw Jesus and knew who he was. Can you see a little child and know his future? It takes the anointing. It takes maturity in walking with God to know it. But no, you don't know it. You look at the child and kick him and throw him away. You look at everybody like nothing. So if only you could see their future, you'd be excited. But you're not prayerful because you're a baby, so you don't care. But if you're praying and rejoicing in Christ, he begins to show you their future. And you pray again and you rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. You pray for that brother and that sister. Then God shows you their future. He says, when the Holy Ghost comes, he shall show you things to come. There may be a brother that offends you. You don't know why in the last 5 services, he's just been sitting somewhere around you. Each time you want to move, I can't stand him. Then an usher just comes and says, "Please, all of you shift that way." Then you shifted that. Now this brother has been moved to shift towards you. And God will say, "Get him a gift." Let me tell you. Tell yourself, "I will see God in people." Say it again. "I will see God in people." Say, "My eyes are open by God to see Him in people. When I look, I can see God in human beings." Father, I thank you for helping me to see their real value as you saw them when you sent Jesus to die in their place. I'm your partner in helping them discover who they really are. You believe that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You believe, you receive. You don't believe, you don't receive. You know, we can just close and go home after saying that. Because it's very true. There are people who say, "Well, they don't know what all these preachers are saying." Too many Christians, they say that they are surrounded by Christians in their homes. There's one Christian on this side. I have another neighbor on this side, he's also a Christian. They say behind the house is a church. In front of the house is another church. 100 meters away, another church. That they are tired of the churches around them. Well, you should be glad that you're surrounded by Christians and surrounded by churches. Because a day is coming. The Bible says there will be the famine of the word. And men will seek to hear the word of God and not hear it. So that we have it today in abundance around us is wonderful. It's God's blessing. We should accept it with gladness. There are nations today that used to have the gospel and send the gospel around the world. You hardly hear anything about Jesus in those nations today. And sometimes some Christians travel from countries like this, and then they go to Europe and send messages back home and say, "You are so stupid." I say, "The white man that brought you the gospel doesn't believe in it." He says, "They used it to deceive you." No, we have not been deceived. Jesus was not a white man. If you don't know the definition of a white man, go and find out. They're not all the same. They're not all called white. Jesus was not a white man. And for those of you who preach black, Jesus was not black. You say he was in between them. No. He came from Israel. And those from there are not called whites. But something more important about all of this is the fact that we have a Bible, and we can read it for ourselves. Thank God for the blessing of education. And we can read the Bible for ourselves, study it for ourselves, and see what's in there. More so, the reality of the Holy Spirit. If we were deceived, they couldn't have given us the Holy Spirit in deception. If you have the Holy Spirit and you still don't know whether that is the Holy Spirit, you are in delusion. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that lets you know that you're a child of God. The Bible says the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He bears witness. He's the one to testify within us that we are the children of God. He lets us know inside us that we are the children of God. And there's a love for Jesus that you have within you that lets you know you belong to Him. You belong in His kingdom. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's not enough to believe. You have to put your life with it. If you believe in Jesus, you must act like it. You know, whenever we talk like that, religious people get happy. You know, because religious people, they are very oppressive people. They oppress everybody. They like to tell everybody, you don't practice what you preach. They say, they teach us about everything. They want us to do, to be like them. We don't have to be like you. We prefer to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our model. He's the one we want to think like and talk like. And if you ever want to know what Jesus is like, go to the Bible. Some Christians don't want to study the Bible, and they believe they can know Jesus better. You'd never know Him better. The Bible says He is the living Word. Jesus is the living Word. We have the written Word. And the written Word reveals the living Word. If you don't know the written Word, you'll never know the living Word. In walking with Jesus Christ, we have to work according to His Word. But how can you work according to His Word if you don't know it? How can you work according to His Word if you don't know it? You know, the Jews were very interesting people. They said, this Jesus, we don't know where He's from. Why? He doesn't talk like us. He doesn't act like us. He says God spoke to Him. We don't think God spoke to Him. We know that God spoke to Moses. All right, were you there when God spoke to Moses? How did they know God spoke to Moses and that God didn't speak to Jesus? The reason they failed to know that God spoke to Jesus and through Jesus was because they were actually ignorant of what God said to Moses. If they had known what God said to Moses and had known what Moses preached from God, they would have known that Jesus was from God.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zume Street behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
In walking with Jesus Christ, we have to work according to His Word. But how can you work according to His Word if you don't know it? How can you work according to His Word if you don't know it? You know, the Jews were very interesting people. They said, this Jesus, we don't know where He's from. Why? He doesn't talk like us. He doesn't act like us. He says God spoke to him. We don't think God spoke to him. We know that God spoke to Moses. All right, were you there when God spoke to Moses? How did they know God spoke to Moses and that God didn't speak to Jesus? The reason they failed to know that God spoke to Jesus and through Jesus was because they were actually ignorant of what God said to Moses. If they had known what God said to Moses and had known what Moses preached from God, they would have known that Jesus was from God. He said to them, you err because you know not the scriptures. He said, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed my words. Because you see, his words were consistent with the words of Moses. Hallelujah. Today I want to look through a few things from the book of Colossians. You ready? Okay. Being spiritually minded. That was very important. You know, not everybody is spiritually minded. Incidentally, a lot of people you think are spiritually minded are very earthly minded. Let me give you a simple example. There are people who will not miss a day of work. They can't think of missing a day of work. They can't afford it. Not even sickness will stop them from going to work. They must go to work. If they had a headache, they would rebuke it and go to work. They can't afford to be late to work. They must go to work. But they don't know that has become their religion. They've got to go to work. It's their culture to go to work. It's their custom to go to work and to go to work every day of work. Never to miss a day of work and not to go late either. And they'll be there until they are done from work. But you know, and the place of work is also far away from the home. They don't work close to their home, close to where they live. They've got to journey long distance. They wake up early in the morning to get to work. Journey long distance to get there. They do this every day of the week. But you know, on Wednesday, church is too far. On Sunday, well, I'm tired. And then they stay at work, getting there, of course, early enough before it actually starts, and late enough to be sure they finished everything. And they come home with apologies to everybody at home. Sorry, I came late. They'll come late again tomorrow. You can be sure of that. But then in church, first of all, they are not consistent in church. A little headache will stop them from coming. Oh, I feel tired. Oh, I woke up late. You don't try to wake up. You don't dare to wake up late Monday morning or Tuesday. You've got the alarm inside you. You'd be up. You don't have to tell anybody, wake me up in the morning. Monday to Friday. Why? You are carnal. But you haven't called yourself the real name. That's why you are earthly minded. You are carnal. Let somebody ask you, will you go to work tomorrow? What do you mean? You'd be surprised. How can you ask me if I go to work tomorrow? I go to work every day. Okay, will you be in church on Sunday? Oh, yeah. Look at you. How spiritual you really are. You have come, you are now so familiar with God that your God understands. When you don't go to church, He understands. Now, He meets you at home. What a shame. What a shame.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovewar360.com. Thank you for joining us today.